In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sermon for the 25th Sunday after Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, and never will be. And if those days had not been cut short, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short. Thus far the text. How serious does your sinful flesh take warnings? Not well. The old Adam who resides in your flesh is prideful, preferring control and comfort and reliance upon himself, not fearing, loving, and trusting in God and his word. You hear God speaking to you of end time events. And it's not what the flesh wants to hear. That stuff doesn't sound like fun. It doesn't sound comfortable. It sounds uncomfortable. So when it comes to God's kingdom, the old Adam frustrates you to see and trust your fleshly eyes. Where's the proof? He taunts with doubt when it comes to the kingdom of God. Where's this Jesus? He said he would be with us to the very end of the age. But instead of seeing Jesus, your eyes see pastors standing in his stead and him coming in bread and wine. Where's the glorious Zion? All your eyes are seeing is ordinary towns and cities. Come on, you don't really see angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. Instead, you see each other in this sanctuary. Because of no fear, love, or trust in God, because of pride, control, and self-determined comfort, God's kingdom being visible just isn't proving itself according to your standards. So your enticed old Adam creates idols and may actually call them godly. The children of Israel made a golden calf, and you have your own false Christs, promising a heaven on earth that can be located through emotionally driven praise songs or hymns or any teaching that has you looking and trusting in yourself as if emotion can be trusted. False Christs promising a heaven on earth that can be located by aiming you toward good behavior between each other. If only everyone else did it just like you do, right? False Christs promising a heaven on earth that can be located through politicians' assurances of reform. Christians especially ought to know better than to put their trust in princes or to believe that any politician of any party represents the bringing of the kingdom of God on earth. Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Yet your flesh wants power that is seen. Time and again, though, you just see the church marginalized, weakened. But in spite of the contrary appearance, in spite of God's kingdom being hidden, his kingdom is here. The water has long since evaporated from your head, but your invisible holy baptism still remains. The cross that you trace over your head and heart may be an invisible cross, but nevertheless, you were marked by the very cross of Christ crucified when you were baptized into his death and resurrection. Though you see only bread and wine, the Word of God tells you of the unseen reality that he is here with you, at supper with you, becoming part of you, and you him, in body and soul, through the very body and blood of Christ. And best of all, as you are brought by God's word of law to see yourselves as sinners, rightly bringing about contrition and a desire to shed your sinful flesh, the underlying reality, the underlying unseen reality based upon God's word of the gospel, known only by the eyes of faith, the underlying unseen reality is that you are a saint by God-given faith in the merits of Christ crucified for you. So when someone claims the kingdom of God can be found in a golden calf or in a brass bull on Wall Street or on the stage of a TV preacher or wonder worker or in the person of a politician or in your own deluded claim to righteousness by your own works, heed the word of the Lord. Do not believe it. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the Son of Man come. When the time comes for the kingdom of God to be fully revealed in all its visible glory, everyone will know. When the veil is removed and you see plainly into the kingdom of heaven, there will be no charlatan claiming to be the Christ, nor anyone claiming to bring about a political heaven on earth. Our Lord's coming in glory will be unmistakable and visible. Just as our Lord says elsewhere in Holy Scripture, they shall look upon him whom they pierced. There will come a time when the kingdom will be seen with the eyes rather than by faith. And that day will come upon you suddenly. Even in the days of Noah, life went on as normal until the floodwaters rose and millions of lives were extinguished by the righteous wrath of God. The calls to repentance went unheeded. The kingdom of God was not a priority. Rather, the visible world of eating, drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, buying and selling, took precedence over the unseen kingdom of God, over repentance, over the worship of him who could not be seen. And the Lord's judgment came upon them suddenly. The Lord Jesus Christ is preaching a warning that you not make the same mistake. It is possible that Christians be unknowledgeable, dare I say, uncatechized, as if catechesis is an ongoing, lifelong endeavor. It is. That's why the Holy Spirit, through St. Paul proclaims to you, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren. This teaching of the kingdom of God, perceived by faith and not by sight, is the most comforting of all in dealing with death. Even as you see yourselves and your loved ones inch toward the grave, even as you see their lifeless bodies placed into a tomb, even as you see an empty chair at the table, year after year, faith sees something else. This is how it is that you can, in the words of the apostle, not suffer the same sorrow as others who have no hope. You of the unseen kingdom have an unseen hope. You have the Word made flesh in the sacraments, though he remains veiled from your earthly eyes. You have the promises of a land flowing with milk and honey, though it is yet to come. You have the Christian faith, though it is not rooted in the materialistic mantra of seeing is believing. No, indeed, you live in a different kind of kingdom, grounded in the faith and sacrificial atonement of Jesus Christ crucified and risen. Even as St. Paul continues, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. You have not only your crucified and risen Lord's promise to return, you have the inspired Word of God in Holy Scripture articulating the Lord's visible kingdom coming from heaven with a shout, the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Indeed, you will be vindicated in the faith that God created within you, not by your own deeds, but in the coming of the Lord. You will indeed see him in his might and his glorious scars. Glorious scars put in him for the finished forgiveness of your sins. And whether it happens 10 minutes from now, a year from now, a century from now, or a million years from now, heed God's word now. Rejoice in the unseen kingdom. Christ crucified has paid for your sins. Even your reliance upon sight and idols. There is no payment to be made, for he has paid it in full. That is the joy that sends you out of the sanctuary. What is required of you for salvation? Nothing. God gives you everything. By grace, because of what Christ crucified has finished for you, through God-created faith. That faith will lead you to live as it is rightly focused on Christ. And as he tends to you in word and sacraments, as he brings you to die to yourself and to live in and through Christ Jesus, when he comes again, you will be taken up to always be with the Lord. Therefore, my fellow Christian brethren, come. comfort one another with these words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.